Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. They built a band from Texas, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for over 23 years. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. I encourage you to check out all the work that they do, all the amazing work that they do. Karen, thanks again for being here. I want you to give us a report on where we stand with the infrastructure bill, following up on the recent so-called COVID relief bill, which wasn't really that at all. It was more pork than anything, and then the taxes that they're proposing to pay for all this. What do you think?
Well, yeah, $2 plus trillion in an infrastructure plus package, because, Jim, you know, I think everyone has seen the list of things that this package is going to cover. It goes beyond, obviously, the bridges, the roads, water infrastructure, broadband, et cetera. I mean, just the wish list of liberal projects and, building practically everything. I mean, it's almost like its own budget, right, mm-hmm. from the government. And beyond that, Jim, it embeds the PRO Act, which is the big labor union
right.
bill that would really micromanage the economy. But the trillion-dollar tax increase, the corporate tax hike to pay for this, it's more about than just big business, big corporations. 84.8% of corporations in this country have fewer than 20 employees. That corporate rate needed to be lowered in order to be competitive
right.
globally.
We are now, America's corporate tax rate is now below the average for developed countries. And we consequently, we become more competitive and more jobs have been brought back to America.
And more stuff has been made here, right?
Yes,
so,
that's right.
You jack it up to 28%. It's higher than China, right, because China is about 25%. So that area, I mean, you do have some squirming on the Democrat side, too, in terms of increasing those taxes, the scope and scale of the package itself. You do have even Democrats concerned about that. So, there is some concern, broadly speaking. They want to pass something by July. They've got a lot of work to do on that, Jim. And, one of the big pieces, for example, the broadband expansion. Look, we're all for broadband expansion, encouraging private sector investment, in building out broadband and infrastructure in general. But this, most of the money goes to government-owned networks.
Right.
And it's been the private sector that's built out the broadband
network. And a lot
network.
Of this money, a lot of this broadband money is going to wind up with the legacy carriers, too. And not taking care of some of the, who are not going to invest in last mile customers.
Well, Jim, beyond that, if it goes to the government-owned carriers, it's going to be going into existing areas where they already have access.
Yeah.
We got to go into areas where they don't
That's
have
right.
access.
The real
in order
last
to close
mile,
the digital
unserved last mile customers is who needs to be getting this
That's
money.
Right.
But one of the things that I think about, Karen, is knowing a little bit about history, we had a boom in the late 20s, in the 20th century, followed by a crash, and then the new president came in and raised taxes. Now, the timing may not be the same, but you start raising taxes. I mean, everybody knows that gravity, Mr. Newton's law of gravity, is alive and well in the marketplace. This boom we've got in the stock market is going to come down one of these days, and if we've got high taxes, that was one of the things that started the depression was raising taxes at a time when it wasn't a good idea, when we were not competitive. And I worried that that might be a repeating of history. What do you think?
Well, I agree, because, we do have a budget that he's going to unveil, And in that budget, that's going to include additional tax increases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some on small businesses, you know, in terms of raising the individual rate,
right.
Jiggering with the 20% deduction, death taxes, capital gains taxes. So really this tax, the tax hikes have just begun. This is only the opening salvo, if you will, you know, with the administration. But you're absolutely right, Jim, and I don't know, all this money in the economy, as you know, Jim, there's been talk about inflation as well. And if inflation starts to take hold, you know, Jim, yeah, things can go down, spiral down very quickly, right, in terms of chaos and panic. You talked about chaos in the last
I was I was here in the 70s. I saw it happen. I was raising a family.
Yes, we saw it happen.
Yeah.
No, yes, when I was just born in the 70s.
Exactly. Yeah, you were just a baby. Exactly.
So Jim, there are all these triggers we're concerned about.
Give us some hope, though, Karen. Before we go to a break, give us some hope. Are there enough Republican stalwarts to hold the line? Are there some Democrats that will cross over and keep this from getting out of hand this year?
You know, I think so, Jim, particularly on the tax front, number one. Number two, time is on our side, right? Because I think the closer you get, you know, to the midterms, and closer being, you know, the end of this summer, in the fall, a year out, everyone starts looking at sort of what's going to happen in the election. Those members, you know, who just, you know, were able to eke it out, right, in the last election, some of those Democrats.
Right.
So I do think there is some hope. And
I hope there is. Hold on that thought. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Karen to give us a report on where we are with the antitrust, some of the antitrust issues. How do we rein in these companies that have currently more power and more money than any companies in history? They're dangerous.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.